proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program. This session will be our final one in the series, The Devil's Diabolical Designs. To sum up, in the 14th chapter of Isaiah, the devil revealed the extent of his aspirations. He affirmed, quote, "I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High," unquote. There are only two ways the devils can achieve his goal. Either God will willingly give him sovereignty and dominion, or the devil will triumph over God and seize sovereignty and dominion. Let's look at these possibilities. Will God give the devil what he wants? According to Isaiah chapter 42, God asserted that, quote, "My glory will I not give to another," unquote. God will not willingly share the slightest portion of his majesty with any created being, even one such as the devil. Let's look at the other possibility. Can Satan somehow compel God to yield authority and sovereignty to him? The answer, of course, is no. As King Nebuchadnezzar realized in Daniel chapter 4, God, quote, "doeth according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand or say unto him, What doest thou?" Unquote. The devil has already experienced humiliation, being cast out of heaven. Yet further degradation awaits him. Isaiah 14 spells out some of that. God says to the devil, quote, "Thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit," unquote. This will come to pass in the 20th chapter of Revelation, in which it is described that once the millennial thousand-year reign of Jesus Christ has ended, the devil will be loosed and will gather forces to battle against God's saints. The devil will not succeed in overthrowing God on that occasion either. Fire sent from heaven will consume Satan's armies. And as for Satan himself, John wrote in Revelation that, quote, "The devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone," unquote. This is a place where the devil, quote, "shall be tormented day and night, forever and ever," unquote. Amazement will overtake all those who beheld Satan's fall. And according to Isaiah 14, quote, "They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, Is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms?" Unquote. Ever since the creation of the human race, Satan has exercised a malevolent degree of influence upon this world. In Luke chapter 4, for example, we read that, quote, "The devil, taking him," that is Jesus Christ, "taking him up unto a high mountain, showed them all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time," unquote. The devil then told the Savior, quote, "All this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will I give it," unquote. Jesus Christ's atoning death destroyed the power that Satan held over the human race. The author of Hebrews chapter 2 noted that, quote, "For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death," that is, the devil, "and deliver them who, through fear of death, were all their lifetime subject to bondage," unquote. The devil will never achieve the lofty goals he set for himself in the 14th chapter of Isaiah. God has already defeated him. God will ultimately triumph over him completely. For the time being, though, according to 1 Peter chapter 5, believers still need to follow Peter's advice to, quote, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour," unquote. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.